This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Back at it for the final show of 2017. That is Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan E. Moore, my friend, how's the holiday season going for you?
Going well, Robert. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Yes, sir. Yes. Been having a great time. My son, big news. He turned 18 yesterday, and it was very funny. We went out shooting and ended up on the property of Fish and Wildlife Commission sheriff. And by the time we were done shooting on his property, he is practically offering my son a job. It was like, okay, very interesting.
That's a reasonable fellow.
Yes, yes. Well, they picked him up, picked it up on his intensity and his sincerity as well. I thought it was a lot of fun. But we're having a good time this holiday season, and we've got a lot to be thankful for in the year 2017. We're grateful here that Hillary Clinton did not become president. It averted some major league disasters, although Trump has been in the swamp and having to do battle to do every little scrap he's trying to do to break up the oligarchy to whatever degree it's possible. And, Jonathan, there are articles being written about what he's done, and I wanted to get your perspective on some of the good things that you've seen in this calendar year with the new president.
Well, I think we have to contrast the Obama achievements with Trump achievements with Obama's disastrous presidency, and in particular, this tax bill, Robert, the passage of this tax bill is a bellwether event that is going to give us glad tidings in the new year. This is going to help every person who works in this country. It's going to be a huge benefit. The expansion of the economy that will come as a result of reducing the corporate tax rate and the ability for individuals who are earning middle-income salaries and below to get more money from what they otherwise would have to give to the government is going to expand the economy enormously. We're going to see spending just grow, and we're going to see businesses expand. We're going to see more job opportunities. We're going to see unemployment go down to virtually nil. We're going to see the growth of the economy, the competitiveness of America, and the strength of our country, the standard of living, all rise. And we're going to begin seeing that happening in February and going forward of 2018. So it's going to be an extraordinary thing, and I think it's going to just take the air out of Democratic sails. They're not going to do well in the midterms, I predict. I think the Republicans will hold both the House and the Senate as a result, principally, of the achievement that is that tax bill. It's just a fantastic thing, huge gift for the American people.
Indeed, I'm not one that likes to look at pessimistic sides of the thing, but the slowdown of spending has not arrived yet, right? We could talk about restoring some semblance of the ability of the U.S. American to I'll say, retain more of their money, right? That's a good thing. We want to see that happen. We want to see that corporations have lower tax burdens and they're going to be able to hire more, build more, grow more. That's cool. But the federal government is still just outrageously large, so far beyond the scope of even the wildest, disastrous imagination of our founding fathers as they warned us what could happen if we went to sleep, you know, and we're not vigilant in defending against the tyrannical, let's say, takeover of liberty by any government, including ours. They knew that that could happen. So is there a phase or a next step that is even possible? Because the Democrats wouldn't even consider it. And let's be honest, a lot of the establishment Republicans don't like cutting back spending either. But we know that inevitably it's going to have to happen, too.
Well, that's absolutely right. But one of the things that will happen from this tax cut is that despite what they've been saying on the Democratic side, the tax coffers are going to be overflowing because this is expanding the economic pie, and it's going to result in more tax receipts. That's a danger for us as Republicans and as libertarians, because whenever there is more money coming into government, there's more spending, and there's more expansion of government. So it's going to take a wicked turn in 2018 and beyond for the administration to cut back on the size and scope of the government. But in the bureaucratic area, they have made some headway, and there's a lot more to be done, as you and I know. But some of the pruning that has happened in the bureaucratic agencies, particularly at the EPA, is impressive and has saved the nation enormous amounts of costs that would otherwise be imposed upon industry as a result of the regulations that were slated to come into being had Hillary Clinton been elected. And industry all over the country is revitalized. The energy sector is expanding. And there have been many changes made by the president in the regulations that affect restrictions on the growth of that sector, pruning it back. But without a doubt, it is a small reduction. And it's a reduction nonetheless. But what we need to do is really prune back that federal government in order to liberate the market and enable people to have greater entry into markets without restrictions that are ridiculous that now exist, and to give people an opportunity, greater opportunity in our society. We're going to have to cut back on all this regulation.
Yeah, you brought up an interesting and an important point here that the problem is also that there will be more revenues because of the tax cut, right? It's like, well, people say, well, wait a second, don't we want more revenues? No, I want the federal government shrunk down to constitutional size. The more revenues they have, the more they're going to abuse the people with the money that they take or buy certain influence, if you will. They grant monopoly status to certain industries that have bought or curried favor. So the more money and power in a centralized bureaucracy, the more danger it is to the cause of liberty.
That's right. A fundamental problem about government is that government is a monopoly of both political power and military force. And as a consequence, when rules are adopted, those rules restrict freedom, yes, but violations of even technical rules can bring about severe consequences that can be ruinous to both liberty and property. So We need to revitalize our country and make it a competitive force in the world that is greater than ever before. If we're going to endure the trials that we can presently see confronting us from all over the planet, and that can happen, but it is going to take more. We're going to have to prune back more of the federal government. Really, in the end, we should exist without bureaucratic agencies, because they're a relic of the Great Depression, and they are really a bane on freedom because they combine legislative, executive, and judicial power in single hands, which, as James Madison said, is the very definition of tyranny.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan, if we could look at a divide like 40% this way, 40% that way, and 20% in the middle, if I did the math right, the 40% that believe that the government and its appropriate role is to basically feed, clothe, subsidize, etc. There's the other 40% on the other side that might have perspectives of that concept of well, redistribution of wealth, but then they'll redistribute it to corporations that they are in favor of, right? Which is another form of welfare, corporate welfare, that Ron Paul talked about for many years. And so we have a culture where we have see evidence that people on the left and some people on the political right don't have a concept of, you know, limited government that doesn't intervene and interfere in the marketplace, both individually and at a corporate level.
Right. They have forgotten our founding principles. They've forgotten what animates the Constitution. The Constitution is a blueprint for limited government, strictly limited. It defines what powers the government has, and all other powers are reserved and to the states and to the people.
Right.
And the whole concept of our federal government was to be a government that defends individual liberty. And that whole idea, you know, that the whole purpose of our government, that governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, and that whenever government becomes destructive of those rights, it is the duty of the people to alter or abolish that government. That concept, which is ingrained in our Declaration of Independence, is really something that underlies the Constitution. The very concept of the Constitution is that power cannot be trusted, so it has to be separated into different competing branches. But in addition, that's not enough. You actually have to have constraints written into a written constitution that defines the precise role of those different entities in order to ensure that those entities never turn upon the people and abuse the liberties of the people. But even with those restraints in place, it was still Jefferson's understanding and Madison's understanding that we are really at a loss, because sooner or later individuals will come into power who will necessarily sacrifice the people's liberties for their own political power and for their own economic welfare.
Well, case in point, Barack Obama, constitutional scholar who believed that general welfare meant anything he wanted it to mean.
Right. Worse than that, he abused the power of the executive branch to invade the power of the legislature, make law just with using his pen and his phone, as he said, and greatly diminished the rule of law in America.
Yep. We are going to continue this discussion with Jonathan Emord here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. The Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here in our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com. The internet's back up, so we do have the YouTube running. If you go to RobertScottBell.com, you want to watch it, not just listen to it. More with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, after this brief break. Stick with us. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan E. Mort is here. Final Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of 2017. Only shining and burning brighter in 2018. I got my buddy Paul Barrichello in studio visiting. He's from Echo Water, Synergy Science. Those of you who don't know about that, check out robertswater.com. We have a downloadable ebook that you can read about the technology that liberates hydrogen from the H2O. And it's for your benefit, the benefit of your microbiome and more. We'll get into that a little later. Jonathan, you know, one of the things... when we talk about stereotypes, right, on the left, stereotypes on the right, everybody on the right that's a conservative is a warmonger, wants power for the police state, right? But no, apparently a conservative libertarian guy like Rand Paul, following up on his dad's footsteps, Ron, put his foot down in the Senate and won against the renewal of the warrantless surveillance in the so-called war on terror. And this is the one where it would expand or continue the expansion of the ability to just kind of dragnet everybody's conversations, including innocent Americans, violation of the Fourth or Fifth Amendment. I don't know which one, maybe all of them. But I think it's an interesting thing to note that there are people who are conservative that think, yeah, it's a problem when the government can just, you know, listen in on every conversation you have.
Well, that was one of the shockers that we learned last year, was that the NSA actually had the ability to pull all of that information from all telephone conversations and cell phone conversations and get that data and would review it and then cherry pick which calls to listen in on. And the whole notion of warrantless notions of individual liberty in this country, that to have that power without first publicly having to establish in a court of law that you have probable cause that a crime is happening is just extraordinary. And then we discovered that it was being abused as people thought it would be, with people listening into girlfriends' communications and seeing if they could track husbands and all of that sort of thing was happening with the NSA people, wiretapping of celebrities, wiretapping of Donald Trump. I mean, it's just it was an abuse of power that was common in the Obama administration, and it is something that should be changed. There's no instance where the Fourth Amendment privileges that protect individual liberty should ever be watered down for American citizens. In the war on terror, you can do whatever you want overseas in order to assure that you get those who are responsible for acts of terror. But within our own country, individuals who have not established probable cause of criminality should be able to be rest assured in the protection of their rights that they can walk about and communicate freely without the government second-guessing their every move.
Right, but what about those who say, well, if you're innocent, you've got nothing to hide, why are you worried?
Well, that's always been the argument, hasn't it? It's been the argument since the time of the founding of the Republic. But it's the very point that if you give power to the government, it will be abused. No matter what it is, it'll be abused by those who have the monopoly of the power that in their hands they'll be able to do with it as they wish. And we've seen the abuses with these warrantless wiretaps and surveillance. We've seen the abuses. We need to rein those in. And the best way to do it is the good old-fashioned way of respecting the Fourth Amendment, respecting that individuals have a right to privacy, essentially, in not being, bugged or eavesdropping take place without first establishing to a judge in the first instance that there's probable cause to support the activity. If there isn't sufficient time to get a warrant and there is probable cause and there's an emergency, that may be an exception. But in all other circumstances, this routine troving of communication through cell phone and through telephone is an outrage. It ought not be done. I don't know that it's led to any discoveries that have aided the war on terror. I think principal activities have been a result of essentially those for whom there is probable cause being followed and monitored, mm-hmm. and largely in the international sphere, not domestically.
Right. And in this case, it was another example of, those who are political opposites on many things, like Rand Paul and Ron Wyden, a Democrat. And yet they found a way like Ron Paul. You know, you could disagree with them on everything else, but if you found one thing they agreed on, they could work together on it. And that's okay, man, especially for the cause of liberty, the cause of limited government, the sacred fire of liberty, which is what we stand for each and every day, much less the special hour we get each and every week here with Jonathan Emore. Check him out, emore.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can listen there as well as watch us while we are rocking the YouTube as well visually. We're going to bring my buddy Paul Barrichello into the conversation next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Go, Patrick. Fade her down. Thank you, my friend. So we got this conversation going beyond on the commercial breaks with Jonathan Ebord, and I hadn't realized, because, you know, I use the term bureaucratic oligarchy. I wouldn't say religiously, but it is part of my vernacular, thanks to Jonathan, and the book The Rise of Tyranny all those years ago, which is still a fantastic book. I have it right on my bookshelf behind me, and including Restore the Republic that he wrote. But I hadn't understood this, Jonathan, that you said that term or those two words put together hadn't happened before your book. Is that correct?
Well, that's right, Robert. And it I think, aptly describes the circumstance of the modern bureaucratic state, which is that the Congress delegates legislative, executive, and judicial power into single hands, which the Constitution does not allow for the branches of the government. But of course, the bureaucracy was not contemplated as constitutional was not anticipated at the time of the founding of the Republic. It is a really an unconstitutional outgrowth of the Great Depression, when people began to seize power and use it through government to solve what they said was the problem that could only be solved if government did it. So you ended up with these alphabet soup agencies that were given this extraordinary power, given executive, legislative, and judicial power combined. In other words, the power of a tyrant, because when you combine all three of those powers in single hands, you no longer have a republic. You have governance by oligarchs, and that's what happened. The bureaucracy became an oligarchy, and so when I refer in the rise of tyranny to bureaucratic oligarchy, I'm referring to the fact that the Constitution was fundamentally upset by virtue of the fact that the executive and judicial and legislative powers were suddenly given wholesale by Congress. External entities, bureaucratic agencies, could rule kings and queens over huge American marketplace in a way that's totally unconstitutional. We created a federal republic in which individuals were to be elected to Congress and be accountable to the people. We have a court system that is one aspect that's all the guard, and then we have the that was elected and responsible to the people. It was supposed to be always kept in check, that element of oligarchy, used necessarily in a mixed constitution to put a check on actions or legislative actions or actions by the executive that violated the Constitution. We relied on oligarchs to protect the Constitution. But when you put all those powers in single hands, it's as if you'd given the commander-in-chief the power to make the laws and the power to judge the laws. And that's what happens in the bureaucratic agency. You've got...
Well, it's all three branches of government, Jonathan. Is it all three branches of government placed into the executive branch?
Well, they're quasi-executive and quasi-legislative agencies. But nonetheless, the whole thing runs amok over liberty because it starts with an erroneous premise, which is that you can combine legislative, executive, and judicial powers in single hands and not have tyrannical rule. And as James Madison, all the founding fathers, as Montesquieu, who was the fount of wisdom before them.
Yeah, the
before them said.
Okay,
you know,
go ahead. I just want to reiterate this because it's so fantastic, Jonathan, what you're telling me about the terminology. And I feel like I owe you, like, I don't know, X number of pennies, like, for every time I've said it over the years. I think I'm going to go bankrupt to use that term.
Well, no doubt, but there's been some sort of trademark infringement here, Robert.
Clearly. I'm in big trouble. I'm just hoping that I can appeal to your kindness and friendship, that it's okay. But again, the brilliant mind of Jonathan.
You touched the soft spot, Robert, so I'm feeling sorry for you now.
No, that's not necessary. But I look back in my history of history, because I learned history in public schools, and then I had to relearn history the real way, because a lot of it was watered down, covered up, and there was things that didn't make sense until I started digging deep. And I thought a lot of what went wrong in America was 1933 and FDR and the things that corrupted the Constitution, and you put very, very great modern context detail into that with the rise of tyranny. Explain to people how it broke down, how this Republican form of government broke down into a form of socialism. Bernie Sanders is for it, but we already have it. And in many cases, I've argued that every plank of the Communist Manifesto, you can see evidence of being in effect somewhere in the American government. So we have strayed so far from origin point that I often wonder if we'll ever get back unless we completely go bankrupt and have to start over.
Well, that's the stopgap measure when the whole country collapses in bankruptcy. But before then, I'm hopeful that people will get a clue and realize that financing this massive bureaucracy that violates your liberties makes no sense. What we ought to do is rein it in. And there's a quick way of doing it. Actually, Congressman Ron Paul introduced this measure that I wrote with Norm Singleton called the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act. And it would not allow any regulation to come into effect unless it was codified in the way the Constitution prescribes by Congress and was signed into law by the president, or was subsequently became law because they overrode a presidential veto. So
right.
That would force the separation of powers back into existence and make the bureaucracy essentially neutered by virtue of the fact that it could only act if the popular will supported the measure.
You know, you just don't hear this kind of common sense even in a lot of talk radio, Jonathan. I'm so glad that, you know, you take the time when you're able to be with me to do this. And I think, you know, some semblance of rational discussion has to take place, which, you know, we talk about an emotional electric. I mean, unhinged. We've seen people deranged since Trump has been president. You know, you can't even communicate on adult terms with some people and talk about these issues. And I'm not saying, and you're not saying Trump's a constitutionalist, but he's done some good things to break up the pattern of the globalists that have been on the tops of both parties. And that's, you know, a big concern.
I think many people have underestimated Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump has proven himself to be one of the most effective presidents. He's certainly far more effective in reducing the tax haul, isn't he? And he's yes. likely far more effective in cutting back on regulation. So he's been a good president. I mean, compare him to George W. Bush. George W. Bush massively expanded the bureaucracy, was the first to signed into law one of the biggest welfare initiatives in the nation's history, Medicare Part D, the prescription drug benefit for seniors. What a disaster that has been! And so, with Trump, his direction already—he's already achieved in his first year more positive results than George W. did in his entire administration. The same might be said of George Herbert Walker Bush's entire administration.
Yes. Well, we can look back at their globalist tendencies that are not America first. Here's a great one on the Hill. They've got an article here called U.S. Secures $285 million cut in U.N. budget. I'd be happy if it goes to zero, quite honestly. But, you know, the threats being made to actually, you know, say, United Nations, if you're going to continue to be anti-American, anti our allies, then why do we keep fun? I mean, it's like somebody's got to start breaking that up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here. I mean, look, he's standing up for America for once. What president of the United States has had the chutzpah to go before the United Nations and tell them we're going to take $240 million out of your budget? That's nice. I agree with you. It ought to be defunded to zero. There's no benefit for the United States in the United Nations today. But nonetheless, no president of the United States has ever reduced the funding going to the United Nations except Donald Trump.
Well, like I said, he's a true outsider, and that's what we needed at this point. And I believe it's correct, and it's got a lot of the establishment on both sides of the political aisle really steaming and really concerned. But I am not. I'm pleased with some of the things that are happening. Paul, what's your state of the union, or do you have a question, comment for Jonathan while you're here?
Oh, I agree with everything that's been said. I love what Trump is doing. I had from a spiritual perspective. I knew the first time I heard him, I told my wife, that's the man that will be the president. Everyone looked at me like I was nuts. And even people that were wanting him to be voted in said, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm telling you 100% it's already been written. But I am very pleased. I'm not saying anyone is perfect. And who needs to be perfect to run for political office? Let's be honest. But the point is, I agree with what you said, Jonathan. He has done more so far than any president in my lifetime that I remember, other than many, many years ago when it really was a country and the president was fighting for that. But, you know, I voted for Ross Perot all those years ago, and we got sex in between the bushes. But the reality is somebody that had some business sense needed to at some point come in and run the largest corporation in the world. And so I'm quite happy. So
I agree. Well, I think that we benefited greatly from Donald Trump. I so much appreciate his America First initiative. It's high time that the nation left this drivel where all these people who are apologizing for America around the world, particularly the president, Barack Obama, and instead stand up for the country and recognize, look, this world is a savage place. And you don't go to this person who's wielding an axe intent on chopping off your head and apologize to him. You hit him in the mouth and you knock him down. You take his axe and give him a good drubbing. The point is, Donald Trump has once again reestablished America as a superpower. The only way you remain a superpower and the only way you keep your standard of living is if you defend what you have, defend the American interests around the world. That's what he's doing.
Yes, and I got to, you know, add, and I always bring it back to the individual, that we have to be willing to stand up and defend liberty, because we've gotten soft, Jonathan, in this country. And I think you would agree with me if you look around, not like your mom and dad, particularly your dad, the stories I hear from him, you know, that toughness that we need to engage in order to defend liberty, because if not, we'll be run roughshod over, and we have for a number of generations here. So we keep rekindling the sacred fire of liberty each and every week with Jonathan E. Moore. We got Paul Bertero, my buddy's in studio today, and we continue to celebrate my son. He's 18 and a day. Eventually, we'll get over it. But for now, it's pretty cool. and he lived to tell the tale. All right, Jonathan E. Moore back to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Check it out. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Super Don.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show. All right, I'm holding up The Rise of Tyranny. I've got the book is still just as great as the day it was written, Jonathan. How federal agencies abuse power and pose risk to your life and liberty. Everybody that thinks they know about what's gone wrong, if they don't understand about the bureaucratic oligarchy, honestly, they don't know. They missed a big chunk of it. And thanks to you, Jonathan, you've been educating folks for a long time. And also, you know, continuing your voice here on radio, thankfully, for the last couple of years at least. Much and grateful to you and see only great things in 2018 as we continue to fight for the cause of liberty in a way that hopefully precludes bloodshed. But we recognize that if there is tyranny to such a degree, as Jefferson had warned us, you know, that every once in a while that the tree of liberty, you know, what has to happen. And, you know, at a point when more people want to steal from you by using the power of government to do so, at what point does it become enough is enough?
Right. We have to defend property rights. That was the unfortunate consequence of over-democratization of the United States, was the destruction of property rights and the concept of redistribution of income, taking from those who earn it, giving it to those who haven't.
And, you know, I have no problem giving away things voluntarily, and I often do. I don't brag about it. I just say, you know, if people need help, that's part of my mission here. That's my commitment to God, you know, and everybody can do that. But let's say government takes all of that freedom away from you by stealing the fruits of your labor. How are you going to give? What do you have left to give? I mean, you can give a smile and some love, which is great, but sometimes you want to be able to give something that helps people out in different ways. And we've seen the,
the lesson of economic history is a simple one that's profound but forgotten quite frequently, and that is that if you tax away the wealth of those who earn it and redistribute it to those who haven't earned wealth, you achieve the result of causing those who earn the wealth by their productive endeavors to diminish their productive endeavors or stop them. And then you end up with universal mediocrity. In other words, you end up with fewer and fewer people earning enormous amounts of money to tax because that money is diverted away or otherwise taken from them and redistributed. Ultimately, you end up with the collapse that is the Soviet Union, the death of the Soviet Union. You cannot have the productive people in a society penalized by denying them the fruits of their labor and expect them to continue to be the productive people. The most productive societies, the ones that have ever-growing standards of living, appreciate that principle and do not take from the mouth of labor the bread is earned, and not take from the mouth of industry, the profit it has gained from providing people what they want. That's why they earn money. It's selling us what we want and what we need.
Right. Well, we can see examples of where the market is corrupted by a government intervention into it. And I see that with the biotech industry, which if people realize how much taxpayer subsidy is being used in the promotion of things like genetically modified organisms, that really there's no demand for it in the free market. It's a bunch of egghead scientists who are getting paid to manipulate the food supply with the theory of feeding the world's poor. But we've shown evidence that you can do that organically without the help of Monsanto and Syngenta, etc., through voluntary donations, which people are willing to give millions and millions to those less fortunate, those who are poor. So for me, a lot of what we see in the marketplace is not true free market. Even in some of the big businesses that have succeeded now have done so on the backs of the U.S. taxpayer.
The real theft of those in need comes when you create state-sponsored monopolies over things that are of critical necessity, like life-saving medication. And when you do that, create a state-sponsored monopoly, and you allow parties to put exorbitant price tags on all of these things that people need in order to survive, you create a dire circumstance that is the wicked punishment of those without the resources to pay for it. So if you want to talk about what's really hurting people, it's government-sponsored monopolies in the health industry. That's what's really hurting people. And if you want to make a difference, break down those monopolies. Get government out of the business of licensing the right to give someone a treatment.
Beautifully said, Jonathan. So well said. And it's such an important aspect. When we talk about health care in America, it is not health care. It's disease creation, disease manifestation, disease management. And it's a monopoly, and they call it health care. In the meantime, people who really would be giving health care are monopolized out of their own profession. And, of course, those outside of the profession that want to deliver it are not even allowed to enter. The barriers for entry are so high. But we're going to restore that sacred fire as we do each and every week with Jonathan Emore. Thank you, my friend. Thanks to Paul Bertero. We got a lot more to do next hour because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.